Hi, my name is Denise, and our recorded line is this regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am. I have a potential claimant on the phone. Her name, I just sent over her to you. Her name is Justine, Justine. Her
Okay.
last name is Pace, Pace.
Perfect. I do see it on here. Phone number 775-484-1837.
Yes,
Yes.
ma'am.
Perfect. Thank you so
I'm
much.
going to transfer her now.
Okay.
All right, Miss Pace, I'm
Hello?
transferring you now.
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, Miss Pace. My name is Denise on a recorded line. I'll be assisting you further with the hair relaxer lawsuit. We do have to go through some questions together. First and foremost,
Okay.
would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
What was that? You
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate
Yes.
in the lawsuit? Okay.
Yes.
Do you have an attorney at the moment?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
And have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that. What type of cancer was that? Is it endometrial, uterine, or ovarian?
Ovarian.
Ovarian. Okay. Let me make a note of that here. How are you feeling now?
I'm all right. I'm doing all right. I'm
All
in
right.
remission, so.
Oh, you're in remission. Okay.
Yeah.
One day at a time, right?
Right.
Yeah. Glad to hear that you're in remission. Do you know of a subtype?
I don't know. I
No problem. I can.
what is it? I can, I guess I grab it. I'd have to go through all my paperwork. Yeah, I'd not ex I know it's
Let me name a few to you, and then you can let me know if any of these sound familiar. Clear cell carcinoma, stromal tumors, mucinous carcinoma, carcinoid tumors, germ cell carcinoma, small cell carcinoma, and there's also one, I don't even know how to pronounce it, but it starts with an E.
There's
E P. I'm sorry.
is it stereo? Stereo?
What does yours start with? What letter do you remember it starting with?
I think it's a S if I'm along the same lines as what you're talking about.
So there's
Stereo?
stromal tumors. Oh, did you just say serious?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
think there was, I looked it up yesterday. Somebody else had mentioned that. Let me see. I think it's SEROUS. Is that correct?
It that sounds along the same lines as what you're talking about. Yeah.
Let me look it up
That
really
that's the only thing
quickly.
that's familiar to me. Yeah.
Yeah, so I looked it up on Google. It says serious. Ovarian cancer is a type of epithelial ovarian cancer that can be high grade or low grade.
Yeah.
So I think it would be, I have, I'm gonna put if the E, the one,
Really? Okay. Yeah.
that one. And then I'll
Okay.
also write it in the notes so then they know. When
All
we get
right.
to the notes part, maybe I should just do it now so I don't forget. Let me see. Additional notes. Let me put it in the notes here. So I don't forget to do that. Might as well do it now. Okay. Let me go back. So, let's continue with more questions. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
I always have to confirm. Okay. And then when were you diagnosed with the ovarian?
What did I say? October 23.
October of 2023. Okay. So we do have to put an actual date, even if you don't remember the exact date at the moment, at least.
Okay.
Do you remember?
It was like this, let's say the second week of October. So the 12th, I don't know.
Okay.
Feels like a bullet to count.
We'll put like 10/12 of 2023.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. And then what state were you living in at the time of your diagnosis?
Nevada.
Okay.
Nevada.
You're still there?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So can I get your diagnosing doctor's name, please?
Yes. Samuel Chacon.
Samuel, how do you spell the last name?
C-H-A-C-O-N. I wasn't sure earlier if it was K-E, but yeah, it's C-O-N. C-H-A-C-O-N.
And that is in Nevada?
Correct.
Okay. Let me look him up really quickly.
Yeah, he's at Renown, I believe. Yeah. Renown.
Okay, I did look it up. Women's Health Center of Reno, Dr. Samuel
yep.
Chacon. Okay.
Yep.
Let me copy and paste this information. Diagnosing doctor address. Plum Lane, 540 Plum Lane. Okay. And then phone number 775-870-1521. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. I think that's his the actual office. A lot of times I'd be at Renown. You would come over to Renown, the hospital over there.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes. You want the brand name exactly, or?
Oh, we'll definitely get to that question.
Oh.
On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
Oh, shoot. I at least 2 to 3 times.
We could break it down like
yeah.
How many times would you say in a month?
3 times a month at least.
Okay.
3, 6, 9.
So like
four
around.
Times.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're fine. So 3 times a month. So what? 3 times.
12.
12. You said any.
Around
yeah.
36.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yeah.
36 times a year.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Oof,
and yeah. Then you are a resident and citizen of the United States, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then date of birth, please?
4/19 of 1990.
4/19/1990. Okay. And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And then do you know of anybody else that was injured by the hair relaxers that we can assist?
No, I don't.
Okay. And what state did you use hair relaxer?
Nevada.
Okay. And I know some of these questions may sound redundant, but I do have to ask them.
No, that's fine.
So bear with me. And then, when did you start using hair relaxer? What year?
What did I think 2017, because I used it for about 6 years or so. 2017.
Okay. So we do have to put an actual date. Would that be summer, fall, winter?
I think I said September of 2017. So,
Okay.
yeah.
Okay. I know you had spoken to the previous rep, right? And they probably gathered this information as well. So did you tell them September of 2017? Okay. And was it like the 10th, the 20th? What should we put down? Again, it doesn't have to be exact, but as long as
Let's just
it's
say the
around.
first week. The first week.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll put like the 5th, 9/5 of 2017. Okay.
Okay.
And then when did you stop?
October of 23. So,
Okay.
let's say the first week of October.
The first week of October. So, we'll put 10/5 of 2023. Is that okay?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Because you were diagnosed like on the 12th, so you stopped a little bit before being diagnosed. Okay. And then, how often did you use the products? I know earlier you had mentioned 3 times a month. So is it safe to put monthly? Because it's asking weekly, monthly, 4 times a year. Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. And then how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxers? You mentioned from 2017 up until 2023. Does that mean you used it the entire time or did you stop in between?
Yeah, I used it pretty much the whole time for about
Okay.
6 years straight.
Okay. Let's see. I'll put 6 years. And then, did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Home.
Okay. And then, which brand name products did you use?
I really just use Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely. Okay. That was the only name brand product, no other products.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's
Okay.
all I stuck with.
Okay. Dark and Lovely. And then, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
No, it happened quite a bit years after I was using it. Yeah.
So let me break it up into two parts here, because I know this question is a little tricky. But so what it's asking is, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first used the product?
Yes, it did.
Okay. Okay. And then, what type of treatment did you receive for your ovarian cancer?
Okay, so just chemotherapy. I had a partial hysterectomy, and yeah, that's about it, really.
Okay, so let me put that in here. Partial hysterectomy. Chemotherapy, any pain medication?
Yes.
Okay. And then when was your treatment date?
My treatment date, let's say October of 23.
Okay. Yeah, because you were diagnosed on the 12th, so then you started
Yeah.
treatment right after.
Yeah,
Would you
like right
say a
after diagnosis.
week
It was like
or
a week after,
okay.
yeah.
So I guess we can put around like the 20th.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. So I'll put that in here. 10/20 of 2023. And then I know we mentioned earlier your diagnosing doctor's information. You gave me that. Was that the same doctor who treated you, or was it a different doctor who treated you?
Yeah, same.
Same? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me go back and copy and paste that information. Let's see. Phone number. And then Samuel. Okay, perfect. I'm just going to input that into this section here. Address. And then phone number. Perfect. Okay. And can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
Okay. And then your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then I'm going to input your name into this section, Justine, as in J-U-S-T-I-N-E. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have a middle initial?
A.
A as in apple?
Yes.
Okay. And then P A C E last name?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then we do require a social security for identity verification purposes in order for us to, well, not for us, but for the law firm to also verify your medical records.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
530-699912.
Okay. 530-699912.
Perfect.
And then I have an email on file, onejustpace@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay. One
and
just.
Number one.
Number one, pace. And then justpace@gmail.com. Okay. And then phone number 775-484-1837. Is this a cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay. And then best time of the day to reach you, would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Yes, that's fine. I guess I need to answer. Afternoon's fine.
Afternoon? Okay. And then contact preference, would that be a phone call, text message, or email?
Doesn't matter, I guess.
This is just for the law firm. Like, I guess they just want to know what the best time and your preference. I just have to pick one. Phone call, text,
okay.
Doesn't matter?
Yeah,
okay.
Email's fine.
Okay. And then can I get your address, please?
1590 East Caribou Street.
Caribou as in?
C-A-R-I-B-O-U.
Okay.
And Silver Spring.
Perfect. I did find it. 1590 East Caribou Street, Silver Springs, Nevada. And then is there an apartment number?
No.
Okay. And then, let's see, zip code 89429?
Yes.
Okay. And then, do you have a copy of your medical records?
I do, I think, somewhere. I'm probably going to just have to get them from the hospital.
Okay. So they're somewhere, you don't know exactly where they are.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. So I guess for now we'll put no for that question.
Okay.
And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
He lives with me.
Okay. So I will put lives with you. And then what is the name?
John Rogers.
J-O-H-N. And then Rogers, last name?
R-O-G-E-R-S.
Perfect. And then phone number?
775-400-5108.
And relationship?
Just a significant other.
Okay. Let me look at everything. Okay, perfect. So it looks like we have everything we need. I'm going to review everything one last time to make sure that there are no typos in the DocuSign.
Okay.
If anything is wrong, please stop me and let me know so we can correct it right away, okay?
All right.
Perfect. So you do want to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything for a law firm. You've been diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and we determined the subtype. I wrote it in the notes as well. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. Date of diagnosis, 10/12/2023. Let me keep scrolling down. Okay. Date of birth, 4/19/1990.
Correct.
And then you started using hair relaxer 9/5/2017. You stopped using hair relaxer 10/5/2023. You were using it monthly about 6 consecutive years of use. You were using it at home, Dark and Lovely, the brand. And let's see, as far as your treatment, chemotherapy, partial hysterectomy, and pain medication. Treatment date 10/20/2023. I have a name of Justine A. Pace, Social Security 53069-9912. I have an email of number 1, justpace@gmail.com. Phone number 774-1837.
Yep.
And then I have an address of 1590 East Caribou Street, Silver Springs, Nevada, 89429.
Yep.
Perfect. So I will be sending you this DocuSign now. And then please let me know when you receive it. And I will be right here if you need assistance with signing. Okay. Did you receive the email?
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay, so please sign. Okay.
So we'll like prompt you where to sign, where to initial. As long as your signature is where it needs to be and your initials are where they need to be. And then once you're finished, I'll review it.
All right.
Okay. Let me look here. I did receive it. I'm just going to review it really quickly to make sure we didn't miss anything.
All right.
Signature, initial. Perfect. Okay. Everything looks great. I'll be sending you a text message with my direct number, Ms. Pace. And then I'll also be sending you the law firm's information. So if I would give it a week or two. Usually they will reach out within a week or two. And then in case you don't hear from them, I'll be sending you their direct number. You're more than welcome to call them, give them your name, and they'll look up your case and give you a status on your case. Okay?
All right. Perfect.
If you have any issues, you're more than welcome to still call me and let me know, and I can get them on the line. But hopefully you don't have any issues, okay?
Thank you for your time.
Have a wonderful rest of your day. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Yep. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.